hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come
on,
hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Traders at Kapirimposhi's Old and New Markets bemoan poor sanitary conditions. In Africa news, violence, cholera, and displacement push Sudan to breaking point. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Old Market and the New Marketplaces in Kapirimposhi District have expressed concern over the bad state of toilet facilities at the two trading places. The traders have lamented that the ablution structure also has a blocked sewer line, thereby compromising on proper water reticulation system. Speaking on behalf of the traders at Josia Mwelwa, Sophie Manda and Roy Kalangwe expressed health concerns about the situation at the market. The traders have since appealed to the local authority to quickly address the matter to avoid the outbreak of waterborne diseases.
Na panyu market market toilet saba bwino amafia 10 na kunse fibusali fwabantu tolenya ntamo soni shumule kufunga shani but mwalivika po ba council bale di olupia to twalomba mweba council twafweni kwa ma toilet bantu kwa shani batuka itaba yo mara turwali kama lwele mchalo na yati na afula ma lwele ingilira ma toilet tomo ingilira ma toilet ngatamule batini
sawe ne ifi kona fifulorenya tam kikofia dipoa sama toilet paka tuadilila tuana kabatu amisheko sama toilet dawe na ba ma restaurant na boi siko tabare wa mia bwino bwino baba baba kiline.
Residents of Itawa Ward in Bwana Mkubwa constituency have thanked the member of parliament for ensuring that the Sunga Bukanda stretch near council flats, which have been in a deplorable state over two decades, have finally been paved. The residents spoken to recounted how impassable the stretch used to be, adding that motor vehicles could get damaged if they frequented the same road, which leads to southern part of the district.
for more than 25 years. So they were like, we're really, really thankful. It's just that they were, as they were just passing, and they were like, we just didn't know that this is happening. They were supposed to be even be here to say thank you to our area member of parliament.
I looked to this day that we have this road commissioned. The beneficiary of the road have lived at this flat for the past 25 years. Our shocks used to finish on this car road. It was like a thorn. I hoped the project will be presented, and it was presented. And fortunately, the project was picked, and these are the results that we have today. So
and the Bwana Mkubwa lawmaker has implored the local authority to ensure that heavy-duty vehicles do not use the road to avoid causing depressions. The project cost 1.8 million kwacha and was undertaken using the 2024 CDF allocation.
And you can imagine 25 years, people didn't even have hope that it would be done. But it was a project which was brought by the community, and we thought it fit that let's work on this road done now. I think what's important is also the people, the residents, who show gratitude to government and also to take care of this road. Also urge council that if it needs for you to make bylaws in terms of also height limit, let's do it, because we have trucks which are cheaper trucks which are making up these roads, not only here but also in Indeke, and we've got those paved roads under which was done by RRD.
Motorbikes have over the last 2 years gradually increased in number on the roads of Ndola district, not just as a tool for personal movements but as a means of raising income through commuting. This new mode of transportation in the district, despite not being licensed by the authorities, has been normalized by the locals and is usually preferred due to cheaper fares and convenience. However, on the other hand, taxi drivers have felt the negative impacts of the coming of this mode of public transportation. Speaking to Common Radio News, one driver who runs his business at Pamozi Market Taxi Rank has bemoaned low cash flow as customers prefer the motorbikes as a means of transportation, adding that it has become a challenge to keep up with extra costs, such as servicing of vehicles once they break down. Some pupils of Livala Stage 3 in Lusaka have thanked the government for providing desks in schools. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Common Radio News, the pupils have said they were made to sit on the floor due to lack of desks in schools. They have said that through the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, desks have been procured and delivered. They are also grateful that government has promised to provide more desks through CDF.
Otherwise,